Hello and welcome to Baseball Week. We're replaying some of our favorite episodes about the old ball game. Enjoy, and we'll be back with all new shows next week.
Here's the pitch. The runner goes backwards. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Welcome back to Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that likes to move in surprising directions. I'm Brady. It's Wednesday, August 4th. A very strange thing happened on this day. A baseball player on second base ran the wrong way and stole first on purpose. This was the work of a player named William Herman Schaefer, but as the Chicago-born son of German immigrants, he was nicknamed Germany Schaefer. In the early days of Major League Baseball, Schaefer was a generally dependable middle infielder and a natural comedian. During one game on a rainy day, he came to bat in a raincoat and rubber boots. Another time, he was thrown out of a game for wearing a giant fake mustache at home plate. Player said he'd sometimes narrate his own trips around the base paths, like an announcer calling a horse race. Umpires didn't exactly love Schaefer's antics, but fans did, and so did his teammates. Schaefer helped keep team spirits high, and sometimes doing something really wild directly helped the team win, too. On August 4th, 1911, in the ninth inning, Schaefer stole second base. He was hoping that the opposing team's catcher would try to throw him out, giving his teammate on third base a chance to steal home and win the game. The catcher didn't fall for that ploy, so Schaefer used another pitch to steal first, the base he'd just left. Sadly, that didn't work either, but it did lead to the creation of what's sometimes called the Germany Schaefer rule. Runners who run the wrong way to try to trick the other team are automatically out. You can learn more about Herman Schaefer, the only major leaguer to steal first base, at coolweirdawesome.com and on Twitter at coolweirdpod. And coming up, we mark a great moment in musical history that's sort of associated with this day. We'll explain after this.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is listener-powered thanks to our backers on Patreon. For as little as $1 a month, you'll make every new episode possible, and you'll get lots of extras, including sneak previews of upcoming episodes. Learn more today at patreon.com/Brady Carlson. And thanks.
If you have any questions about what you hear on our show, drop us a line, email me through the website, or send a tweet. We'll tell you everything we know, but some things are inexplicable. Today in 1901, music legend Louis Armstrong was born in New Orleans, but if you want to take part in events that commemorate his birthday, you're about a month late. Armstrong, you see, believed that his birthday was July 4th. The August 4th date wasn't discovered during his lifetime. I'm Brady, but honestly, every day is a good day to hear some Louis Armstrong. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.